الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل اللغة العربية: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وقال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم أو من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم في مركز الصحابة أونلاين، The Voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة، Broadcasting from the studio in Durban, South Africa. And the program is تعلم العربية، Learn the Arabic language. الحمد لله، we have last the last lesson we covered was to do with the relative or the possessive phrase. That is a phrase that expresses relation between two things or possession between two things. And this is called التركيب الإضافي in Arabic. التركيب الإضافي. Now last we stopped on page 29. But what I would do is I would begin from number 10 of page 29 of book 1, just to refresh what we have done last. In number 10, we read a question: Man anta ya waladu? Man anta ya waladu? Who are you, O boy? Who are you, O boy? And the boy answers: Ana bnu Abbasin. Ana bnu Abbasin. I am the son of Abbas. So, Ibnu Abbas. Now, we don't say Ana Ibnu. We say Ana Bnu. Because that is what we refer to, that Hamza with which the word Ibnun begins is Hamzatul Wasal. Meaning, we do not pronounce it when a word comes before it. So, we don't say Ana Ibnu Abbasin. We say Ana Bnu Abbasin. But if there's no word before it, then we say Ibnu. So, Ibn Abbasin is the relative phrase because it is addressing relationship. The son of Abbas. Ana Ibn Abbasin. I am the son of Abbas. In lesson number 11, we read, Wabnu Man, the son of who? Hua is he. Wabnu Man, Hua, the son of whom is he? Now, the son of whom? Ibnu Man, that is the relative phrase. Now, because that waw is coming before the word Ibnu, we do not pronounce the Hamza and say Wa Ibnu Man. We just say Wabnu Man, the son of whom? Hua is he. So this is how we translate the sentence. Wabnu Man Hua, the son of whom is he? Hua Banu Khalidin. Hua Banu Khalidin. He is the son of Khalid. And you'll see that in Ibn Abbasin, Abbas, the last letter get a kasratain. Hence it is majroor because it is what we call al-mudafu ilay. Al-mudafu ilay is always majroor. Huwa bin Khalidin, again Ibn Khalidin, the son of Khalid. Because the word Khalidin is what we call al-mudafu ilay. It is majroor, it ends with a kasratain. Now we look at example number 12. Aina masjidu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we see Aina where? Masjidu Rasuli, the mosque of the Messenger. Allahi, the mosque of the Messenger of Allah. Where is the mosque of the Messenger of Allah? Huwa fil madinatil munawwarati. It is in Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. Now you see the word Al-Madina is getting a kasra. Fil Madinati. We cannot say Fil Madinatu, nor can we say Fil Madinata, because Fi is a preposition. And when a preposition comes before a noun, like in this case, Fi is coming before the noun Al-Madina, so the word Al-Madina becomes Majroor. And what do we mean when we say majroor? We say that we mean that the last letter gets a kasra. Huwa fil madinatil munawwarati. Then in example number 13 we read, Bintu Hamidin, the daughter of Hamid. Again you see Hamidin is getting a kasratain because it is al-mudafu ilayhi. Bintu Hamidin. Bintu is al-mudafu. Hamidin is al-mudafu ilay. So this phrase is expressing relationship. The daughter of Hamid fil madrasati is in the school. Again, al-madrasati is majroor. It gets a kasra because it is preceded by the preposition fi. Bintu Hamidin fil madrasati is in the school. The daughter of Hamid is in the school. Wa bintu Muhammadin, and the daughter of Muhammad fil jamiati, is in the university. So the full sentence is bintu Hamidin fil madrasati wa bintu Muhammadin fil jamiati. The daughter of Hamid is in the madrasa and the daughter of Muhammad is in the university. For university in Arabic, we say al-jami'atu. This is fil-jami'ati because the word al-jami'a is preceded by a preposition. The preposition fi is written before it. So the last letter of the word must have a kasra. Hence the word becomes what we call majroor in Arabic. Now we come to number 14. Ismul mudarrisi. The name of the teacher. So we see ismu ends with a dhamma. Al-mudarrisi, the last letter has kasra because that is an idafa construction. And in an idafa construction we learned al-mudafu ilayhi, which is the second noun, will always have a kasra on the last letter, hence it is majroor. Ismul mudarrisi sa'idun. The name of the teacher is Sa'id. Wa ismul muhandisi Khalidun. And the name of the engineer is Khalid. Now example number 15. Ammut Talibi, the paternal uncle in Arabic. For paternal uncle we say Ammun. Now in this sentence it is Ammut Talibi, the paternal uncle of the student. Ganiyun is rich. Ammut talibi ganiyun. The paternal uncle of the student is rich. Babul masjidi maftuhun. The door of the mosque is open. Wa babul madrasati muglaqun. And the door of the school is closed. Khalu Hamidin, the maternal we say Khalun and paternal we say Ammun. Khalu Hamidin, the uncle of Hamid, Faqirun, is poor. Khalu Hamidin Faqirun, the uncle of Hamid is poor. Sayyaratu Abbasin, the car of Abbas. For car in Arabic we say sayyaratu. And note this word sayyaratu is a feminine word because it ends with atta ul marbuta. At-ta'u al-marbuta is the ta that is written as a circle. If it is written separately, meaning it is not joined to the letter before it, and if it is joined to the letter before it, it's written in a shape that resembles a triangle. Sayyaratu Abbasin, the car of Abbas, fishari'i, is in the street. Now, ashari'i also, you see, it has a kasra on the last letter because the word fi is written before it, and fi is a preposition. When a preposition is written before a noun, the noun will have kasra on the last letter, hence the noun is majrurun. Now we go on to page number 30 of the book. Ibnu man anta, the son of who are you? Ibnu man anta. Now there's nothing written before the word ibn, so that is why I am pronouncing the hamza. I'm saying Ibnu man anta, the son of who are you? Anabnu. Now yeah, I'm not pronouncing the hamza, I'm just saying anabnu. I'm not saying ana ibnu. Ana banul mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. Again, al mudarrisi got kasra because it is al mudawafu ilay. This expression, as you see, it's expressing relationship. Ibnul mudarrisi, the son of the teacher. The son related to the teacher. So it's expressing that relationship. And al mudarrisi has a kasra on its last letter because it is al mudawafu ilay. And we learned al-mudawfu ilay will always have a kasra. Now the 20th example, ayn al-qalbu, where is the dog? Huwa, it is. Tahta sayyarati, under the car. Huwa tahta sayyarati, it is under the car. So here we are learning that if the word tahta comes before a noun, then the noun that comes after it must have kasra on the last letter, just like a noun that comes after a preposition. Like if I ask, Ain al kitab, where is the book? Huwa tahta al haqibati, it is under the bag. Where is the pen? Ain al qalamu, huwa tahta al maktabi, is under the desk. Ain al-haqibatu, where is the bag? Now because the bag is feminine, al-haqibatu, we say hiya. Hiya tahta al-kursiyi, it is under the chair. Now in exercise 5, we are given an instruction. The instruction in Arabic is qawwin. Qawwin jumalan mufidatan bimil'il faragi fima yali. Qawwin jumalan mufidatan bimil'il faragi fima yali. Now what does this instruction? This instruction means construct sensible sentences. Bimil'i, by filling, al-faragi, the blank. Fima, in what? Yali, follows. Now in number 1 there is a blank, and then there's the word al-bayti. Now straight away the word al-bayti is ending with a kasra. What does it tell us? This tells us that the word that we use to fill in the blank must be what we call mudaf, because al-bayti is al-mudafu ilay, otherwise it won't end with a kasra. Al-bayti Muglakun. So we could say Al-Bayti Muglakun. Babul Bayti Muglakun. The door of the house is closed. Or we could use the word for window. Shubbakul Bayti Muglakun. The window of the house is closed. Babul Bayti Muglakun. The door of the house. The word babun can also be translated as gate. The gate of the house. Muglakun is closed. Shubbakul bayti muglakun. The window of the house is closed. Then
In number two, we have a question, an interrogative participle, aina. Then we have a blank. And then we have the word as-sayyarati. Now the word as-sayyarati is also ending with a kasra. That tells us the word as-sayyarati is al-mudafu ilay. So the only suitable word there that is within our vocabulary is miftah. Aina miftahus sayyarati? Where is the key of the car? Aina miftahus sayyarati? Where is the key of the car? In number three, we have the word Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then that is followed by the word Rasul. So the only suitable word that can follow the word Rasul is Allah. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullahi. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullahi. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Rasul means messenger. Rasulullahi, messenger of Allah, the messenger that's related to Allah. So that is what we call in Arabic at-tarqibul idafiyyu, or in English the relative phrase, or we also call it the possessive phrase. Then in number four begins with a blank. Then it is followed by the word at-tabibi. Now the fact that the word at-tabibi has kasra on the last letter, which makes it majroor, it shows that this word is al-mudafu ilay. And then we have the word ba'idun. At-tabibi means the doctor, and ba'idun means far. So we could say, baytu at-tabibi ba'idun. The house of the doctor is far. Baytu at-tabibi ba'idun. The house of the doctor is far. Number five, we have the word Al-Qur'anu. Then we have Kitabu. Kitabu does not have a alif lam to it. And then we have a blank. And the only suitable word that can come after the word Kitabu is Allah. Al-Qur'anu Kitabullahi. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. Al-Qur'anu Kitabullahi. The Quran is the book of Allah. Or you can say Al-Quranu Kitabul Hidayati. The Quran is the book of guidance. Al-Quranu Kitabul Hidayati. The Quran is the book of guidance. Number six, we have the name of a female, Khadijatu. And then we have a blank, and then we have Hamidin. The fact that it's written as Hamidin, that tells us that this word Hamidin is al-mudafu ilay, the second noun of the relative or possessive phrase, because it is ending with a kasratain. Now here we could say Khadijatu ummu Hamidin. Khadija is the mother of Hamid. Or we could say Khadijatu ukhtu Hamidin. Khadija is the sister of Hamid. Or we could say Khadijatu bintu Hamidin. Khadija is the daughter of Hamid. So Khadijatu ummu Hamidin. Khadija is the mother of Hamid. Khadijatu bintu Hamidin. Khadija is the daughter of Hamid. Khadijatu ukhtu Hamidin. Khadija is the sister of Hamid. Then in the next sentence, we have ana, which means I. Then we have a blank, and we have the word al-mudarrisi. So I can say ana ibnul mudarrisi. Of course, the proper way of reading is ana ibnul mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. Ana Ibnul Mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. But the correct way to say it is Anabnul Mudarrisi. Anabnul Mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. Then in example 8 we have the word
At-talibi, and then we have maksurun. At-talibi means the student, and maksurun means broken. Qalamu at-talibi maksurun. The pen of the teacher, of the student, is broken. Qalamu at-talibi maksurun. The pen of the student is broken. Then in the next example 9, we have the word babu, then we have a blank, and then we have the word maftuhun, which means open. I could say babul madrasati maftuhun. The door of the school is open. Babul bayti maftuhun. The door of the house is open. Babul masjidi maftuhun. The door of the mosque is open. Babul gurfati maftuhun. The door of the room is open. Babul matbakhi maftuhun. The door of the kitchen is open. So there are many words that I could use here. And in example 10, we read kharajal mudarrisu. The teacher exited. Min, from. And then we have a blank and al mudiri. So the suitable word there is maktabatu. The word maktabatu means office. Kharajal mudarrisu min maktabati. But why would we say maktabati? Because of the word min coming before the word maktabati. Min is a preposition. And if a preposition is written before a noun, the last letter of the noun must have a kasra. Therefore we're saying maktabatil mudiri. Kharajal mudarrisu min maktabatil mudiri. The teacher exited from the office of the principal. Kharajal mudarrisu min maktabatil mudiri. The teacher exited from the office of the principal. Now we come to exercise 6. We are still on page number 30. And exercise 6, the instruction is Sohi at-tarkibati taliyata. Correct the following constructions. Sohi at-tarkibati taliyata. Correct the following constructions. Now the first construction, firstly, that first word al-qalam is not supposed to have the definite article al attached to it. You can't say al-qalamu talibi. Now how do we know that that word is not supposed to have the word al attached to it? We know that because the word after it, at-talibi, is ending with a kasra. So that word, because it ends with a kasra, that tells us that this word is part of a construction that is possessive or relative. At-tarkibul idafi. At-tarkibul idafiyu. The relative or the possessive construction. So the correct way of writing that is qalamu talibi. Qalamu talibi. We delete the al. It is wrong to say al-qalamu talibi. It won't make sense. It is just qalamu talibi. The pen of the student. And we could write maksurun is broken. Or we could say jadidun qalamu talibi maksurun. The pen of the student is broken. Qalamu talibi jadidun. The pen of the student is new. Qalamu talibi qadimun. The pen of the student is old. Then in the next example, the example next to it, not below it, next to it, we have babu sayyaratu. It is absolutely incorrect to say as-sayyaratu. We have to say as-sayyarati. How do we know we are supposed to say as-sayyarati? Because the word bab does not have the definite article al. It does not have the definite article al. There's no al babu sayyaratu, and even if it had the definite article al, it won't make sense. It will be the door, the car. We want to say the door of the car. So if we want to say the door of the car, we cannot say as-sayyaratu, we must say as-sayyarati. Babu sayyarati, the door of the car. What about the door of the car? Maftuhun is open. Babu sayyarati maftuhun, the door of the car is open. Babu sayyarati muglakun, the door of the car is closed. Babu sayyarati maksurun, the door of the car is broken. Babu sayyarati jadidun, the door of the car is new. In the next example, again we have the same example, the same mistake. Bintu hamidun, it can never be bintu hamidun. The last letter of that word hamid must have kasratin. Bintu hamidin, the daughter of Hamid. Bintu Hamidin, the daughter of Hamid. Now we are talking about a female, so we could say Maridatun is ill. Bintu Hamidin Maridatun is ill. Now in the next example, the example next to it, there is Ar-Rasulullah. That is totally wrong. The mistake in this example 4 is the same as the mistake in example 1. We are not supposed to attach the definite article al to the word Rasul. We just say Rasulullahi. Rasulullahi, the messenger of Allah. And Allah, the last letter ha must have a kasra. Right? In the next example, Ismul Walada. You cannot have Walada. The mistake here is the same as the mistake in example 2, except that example 2 had a Dhamma on the second word. Here we have a Fatha, and that is totally incorrect. That second noun, that second word must have a Kasra on the last letter. Ismul Waladi, the name of the boy. Ismul Waladi Muhammadun, the name of the boy is Muhammad. Ismul Waladi Hamidun, the name of the boy is Hamidun. And in that last example of this exercise, or actually, yeah, we could say that's the last example, they got Ibnun al-Mudarrisi. Totally wrong. That word can never have a tanween. You cannot say Ibnun. You say Ibnul Mudarrisi, the son of the teacher. Ibnul Mudarrisi, the son of the teacher. Then we have number 8. First we got Muhammadun written, then we got Ya Muhammadu. What are we learning here? We are learning that when Ya, which we translate as O, like in English they say, hey, hey Muhammad, hey Ahmad. In Arabic you say Ya, Ya Muhammadu, O Muhammad. We are learning here that when Ya, Ya in Arabic is called Harful Munada. That is the participle you use to call somebody. When this Ya comes before a name or any noun, then that noun cannot take a tanween. You cannot say Ya Muhammadun. You say Ya Muhammadu. Ya Khalidu. First we got Khalidun written, and then we got Ya Khalidu. Now why did that noun Khalid not take a tanween when Ya was written before it? Is because this is the law. When Ya, which we call Harful Munada in Arabic, comes before the noun, then the noun cannot take a tanween, whether the noun is a proper name of a person or any noun. So we say Ya Khalidu. We cannot say Ya Khalidun. Then we have Ustadun. And when we wrote Ya before the word Ustad, we say Ya Ustadhu, O Ustad, which is actually a professor. Waladun, when we wrote Ya before the word Walad, we said Ya Waladu. And in the last exercise, they got Ikra, read, Waktub, and write, Ma'adhabti awakhiril kalimat. And you must read and write by pronouncing the last letter. So we say Ya Aliyu. We cannot say Ya Aliyun. We say Ya Abbasu. We cannot say Ya Abbasun. Then the word Shaykhun. We just say Shaykhun because Ya does not come before it. But when we write Ya before it, we say Ya Shaykhu. Ya Rajalu. Ya Sirun. The name Ya Sirun. But if we write Ya before it, we say Ya Ya Siru. Ya Ammaru. Then we have Dukturun. Ya Dukturu. Insha'Allah, we will stop here at page 30 today and continue with our next lesson from page 31 of book number 1 of this book that is studied in the University of Madinatul Munawwara. Until then, وَمَا تَوْفِيكِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِهِ الثِّقَةُ وَعَلَيْهِ التُّقَلَانُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. I will be online again from 17:30 right up to 19 Central African time for the program تَرْوِيهُ النُّفُوسِ.